I am Francisco Adrián, Head of Research at HiFi Biotherapeutics.
My name is Shuo Wei. I'm the Principal Scientist of HiFi Bio. I'm the Project Lead of the TNFR2 program.
Activation of intratumoral T cells is a clinically proven anti-tumor mechanism. I see TNFR2 as one of the most promising T cell co-stimulatory molecules to be targeted for the treatment of cancer. I expect that boosting T cell activation with a high quality anti-TNFR2 stimulatory antibody will greatly increase anti-tumor T cell immunity at the site of a tumor.
The challenge this target said it is new. So it is the biology or the MOA of the TNFR2 is not so clear yet.
TNFR2 is one of the two receptors for TNF-alpha. TNF-alpha, as you know, is a potent modulator of T cells that has been successfully targeted for the treatment of several autoimmune diseases. But today there are no therapies targeting either of the receptors, TNFR1 or TNFR2. And we know from single cell data analysis that in the tumor microenvironment, in particular, TNFR2 is broadly expressed on the tumor infiltrating T cells, including exhausted T cells, as you can see in the figure 1 of the poster. The question is, can we use antibodies targeting TNFR2 to boost the anti-tumor T cell response within the microenvironment of a tumor? As today, there is no antibodies against TNFR2 that have reached the clinic. There are not even preclinical activity studies for anti-TNFR2 antibodies in the public domain. HiFi Bio single cell technology has allowed our team to discover a number of diverse antibodies binding to different epitopes on TNFR2. We have discovered antibodies binding to the CRD1, the CRD2, and the CRD3 domain of TNFR2, as illustrated in the figure 3 of this poster. These antibodies have the ability to potently bind both monomeric and multimeric TNFR2. They allow TNF-alpha to bind the receptor, and they cooperate with TNF-alpha to activate NF-kappa-B signaling and stimulate CD4 and CD8 T cells without the requirement of cross-linking by Fc-gamma receptors. This is shown in the figure 4 of this poster. Our lead antibody, HFB3-1, has demonstrated single-agent antitumor activity in syngeneic models of cancer, including complete tumor rejection in some cases. This antibody, HFB3-1, has not shown any safety signal when administered to non-human primates at supra-efficacious doses. This can be seen in figures 5 and 6, respectively, of this poster.
In parallel, we are developing the anti-TNFR2 agent. Same time that we are also utilize our data intelligence science platform. We call it DIS. We want to use this platform to screen the cancer patient samples to best stratify the right type of the cancer patients which will be responsive to our anti-TNFR2 molecules.
Now the current focus of the program is identifying which patients are more likely to respond to an antibody that can stimulate tumor infiltrating T cells. HiFi Bio single cell platform and our drug intelligence science approach will help us identifying first which TNFR2 expressing T cells are efficiently modulated by the antibody. Second, what biomarker or biomarkers can distinguish those responsive T cells from those that are not affected by the antibody. And three, which are the tumors or the patients where those responsive T cells are present and can be stimulated by the antibody for an improved anti-tumor immune response.
Then we hope that we're to bring the most benefit to this type of patients. If we can prolong the lifespan of the patients, then we'll give them significant cancer suppressions. No, that's pretty much what we want to see. You know, we want to gain more time for the patients, for their family. We want to be beneficiaries for the TNFR2 responsive patients. We wish our compounds can be curative agent. That would be wonderful for the patient and also for their families.